Title: Resampling Workflows for Old School Vibes from Scratch Using Arrangement View Beginner. Alright, let's build some real old school energy in Ableton Live using one of the most powerful beginner workflows you can learn, resampling in Arrangement View. And when I say resampling, I don't mean export once at the end. I mean printing audio like your recording takes. Commit to sound, mess with it, reprint it, chop it, and suddenly your clean modern project starts feeling like it came from a grimy sampler era. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a short 32-bar block that feels authentically drum and bass or jungle, a resample drum break you made yourself, a printed and repitched re-space, an atmospheric stab wash, and some classic arrangement moves like stop starts and phrase changes. Let's set up the session first. Step 0. Project setup for clean, fast workflow. Set your tempo to a proper DNB range, 170 to 174 BPM. Let's pick 172. Now create a few tracks. A drums track, MIDI or audio, your choice. A bass MIDI track. A music MIDI track for stabs or pads. An audio track called Resample Print. This is the key track, and another audio track called Atmos FX. Quick teacher note, we're using Arrangement View because it encourages long passes and timeline decisions. It's much closer to how classic break-driven music is built. Record variations, commit, then edit on the grid. Also, check your work defaults. Drums usually like beats mode. Melodic and bass resamples often behave better in complex pro or tones, and Atmos is often amazing in texture. You'll choose per clip. Step 1. Build the dedicated resample track. Go to your resample print audio track. Set audio from to resampling. Set monitor to off. That means whatever you hear coming out of the master, if what gets recorded when you arm this track. Now, optional but strongly recommended. Put a little safety chain on this print track. Add utility first. Use it for gain staging so your recorded prints peak around -6 to -3 dB. That range is perfect, loud enough to feel solid, but with headroom to process again. Then add a limiter after it, purely as protection. Set the ceiling to -0.3 dB and leave the rest alone. Important mindset: the print track is not for loudness. It's for capturing clean, usable audio that you can destroy later on purpose. Step 2. Drums first. Create a clean loop, then resample it into break science. Let's start simple. Make a 2-bar drum pattern. Kick on beat 1. Snare on 2 and 4. Add hats in 8ths or 16ths. Now give it swing. Open the groove pool. Grab something like swing 16-55 and apply it lightly, around 20 to 35%. You're not trying to turn it into hip-hop. You're just adding that human drag that makes chops feel alive. Now put an old-school friendly processing chain on the drums track. Start with drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15. Crunch maybe 5 to 20. If you use boom, keep it subtle and tune it somewhere around 50 to 80 Hz. But don't overdo it, especially if your kick already has weight. Then add saturator. Put it in analog clip. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Then EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clear useless sub rumble. If it feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. Then for grit, redux, but go gentle. Downsample maybe 2 to 8, and bit reduction close to 0 at first. A tiny bit goes a long way. Now we print it. In Arrangement View, loop or highlight 8 bars of your drum section. Arm the resample print track, hit record, and let it run for the full 8 bars. Stop. You've now printed your drums with processing baked in. This is huge, because now you can treat your own loop like a break. Next, chop it like a break. Select that printed drum clip and consolidate it with CMD or Ctrl-J. Consolidating is a big deal because it turns your edit region into a clean, self-contained piece of audio. Now right-click and slice to new MIDI track. Choose transient slicing. Ableton will create a drum rack of slices. Now, program a new 2-bar pattern using those slices. This is where it starts feeling like jungle. Try moving a snare slightly early or late. Try a quick kick stutter. And definitely try a classic 1/16 snare drag right before beat 2 or beat 4. Teacher tip: after you start slicing and duplicating, add tiny phase on clip edges, just a few milliseconds. It prevents clicks, especially if you're cutting right through low frequencies or transients. And one more coach note: treat resampling like printing takes. Don't just do one drum print. Do 2 or 3. One cleaner, one crunchier, one with a tiny fill in bars 7 and 8. Those differences become instant arrangement progression later. Step 3. Re-space. Print it, then repitch and warp for weight. Go to your bass MIDI track and load operator. Set oscillator to saw. Set oscillator B to saw as well, and to tune it slightly, around 5 to 15 cents. That alone gets you in the REST zone. Now add a classic stock processing chain. Saturator first. Analog clip. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB. Then auto filter, low pass 24 dB. Automate the cutoff so it moves over time. Something like 120 up to 400 Hz is a good range for motion without turning it into a lead. Add chorus ensemble subtly for width and movement. Slow rate, low amount. We can always make it mono later. Then EQ8. Now, the big move. Print the bass. Arm resample print again, and record 16 bars of the bass while it plays. While it records, don't be afraid to tweak. Move the filter cutoff a little. Adjust saturation. Even toggle something small. That movement will be embedded in the audio and it'll feel less static. When you're done, drag that recorded bass audio onto a new audio track and name it Bass Print. Now make it old school. Turn warp on for the bass clip. Try Complex Pro first. If it gets blurry or weird, switch to tones. Now transpose it down. Try -2 semitones for a subtle darker feel, or -5 for serious weight. Then add hardware-ish texture with stock devices. Pedal. Very subtle, maybe OD mode, low drive, and erosion. Tiny amount, like 0.2 to 1.0, in the 2 to 6kHz zone. That adds a little hair and edge without turning it into noise. Consolidate your best 4 to 8 bar section with CND or Control J. Pro tip for heavier vibes, two-stage printing is magic. Print the bass once. Process the print again with a little more distortion or filtering. Then resample that again. It often sounds more real than one massive effects chain, because it mimics multiple stages of hardware or sampling. Also, low-end discipline. Keep your sub mono. The beginner-friendly way is, duplicate your bass print into two tracks. On one, low-pass it so it's only sub, and put utility with width at 0%. On the other, high-pass it so it's harmonics only, and that layer can be wider if you want. Step 4. Rave stab or pad. Then resample into atmosphere. Go to your music MIDI track and load wave-eatable or operator. Make a short chord stab, minor chords, minor 7 THS, that kind of vibe. Keep it simple. Now drown it in effects, because we're going to resample the tail and turn it into a bed. Add hybrid reverb, hall or plate, decay around 4 to 10 seconds, wet 25 to 50%. Add delay or echo, set time to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 20 to 40%. Then auto filter. Use band pass or low pass and automate it slowly. This is how you get that moving haze. Now arm resample print and record a long pass, 16 to 32 bars. While it records, perform the effects. Open the filter, change the reverb wet amount, sweep it like an instrument. After recording, put that printed audio onto your Atmos FX track. Now turn it into a jungle atmosphere layer. Set warp mode to texture. Grain size around 80 to 200 is a good start. Try reversing a few sections. Add fades so swells bloom in and out. And EQ it. High pass around 150 to 300 Hz so it doesn't fight your bass and kick. Sound design bonus. For tapish instability without extra plugins, go into the clip envelopes for transposition and draw tiny pitch moves over time. Keep it subtle. The goal is wow and flutter, not a cartoon pitch wobble. Step 5. Build a fast 32-bar old-school arrangement in Arrangement View. Here's a simple structure that already feels real DNB. Bars 1 through 8. Intro. Use Atmos only plus filter drums. Put auto filter on the drums, and slowly open it from around 200 Hz to full range over the phrase. Add a one-shot impact or crash, or better, make your own impact by reversing a tail from your stab print, putting a 100% wet reverb on it, printing it, and dropping it right before the drop. Impacts that come from your own track always fit. Bars 9 through 24. Drop. Full drums and your bass print. Bring in the stab Atmos at phrase ends, like every 4 or 8 bars, not constantly. Old school often uses atmosphere as punctuation. Bars 25 through 32. Variation and fill. Switch to a different drum print if you made multiple takes, or bring in a chopped variation from your sliced break rack. Try removing the kick for one bar. Add a 1/16 stutter on a snare slice, and do a classic stop-start, one beat of silence at bar 16 or bar 24, then slam back in. Teacher tip. This is where naming and color coding saves your life. The moment you print something, name it like DRM print take 1 clean, DRM print take 2 crunch, bass print low pass, stab Atmos long verb, arrangement you gets messy fast, and labeling keeps you creative instead of confused. Step 6. Print bus for that mix through something feel. Now we'll do one more move that instantly makes things feel authentic. Group drums, bass, and music into a group called a MIX bus. On the mix bus, add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just glue, not smash. Then add saturator, drive 1 to 3 dB. Then EQ 8 for a gentle tilt. If it's harsh, a tiny high shelf down can help. Now arm resample print and record 8 to 16 bars of your drop. That printed bus audio is gold. You can use it for quick fills, reverse transitions, intro teasers, or even a very quiet layer under your main drums to add density. Extra coach note, keep a safe master while doing this. If your master is clipping, you'll accidentally bake in distortion you didn't mean. Distort later on purpose, not by accident. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't record resamples too hot. If your print is clipping, every step after gets uglier in the wrong way. Peak around -6 to -3 dB. Don't warp everything the same way. Beats for drums, texture for atmos, and bass can be complex pro or tones depending on the sound. Don't overdo redux. Tiny amounts create era-appropriate grit. Too much turns your break into a broken speaker. And don't skip consolidating. CMD or Control J keeps your session clean and your momentum high. Mini 15-minute practice run. Make a 2-bar drum loop, process it, resample 8 bars, slice it and write 1 U2-bar break chop. Make an operator res, resample 16 bars, transpose -2, make 1 stab chord, drown it in reverb, resample 16 bars, reverse 1 section. Arrange 8 bars intro, 16 bars drop, 8 bars variation with a stop start. Export a 32-bar WAV, listen back, and ask one question. Does it still feel too clean? If yes, resample one more time through drum bus plus saturator, or do a bus print and blend it quietly underneath. Recap to lock it in. You built a reusable arrangement view workflow using a dedicated resample print track. You turned clean drums into brick-like chops by printing and slicing. You printed bass so you could repitch and warp it into old-school weight. You created atmosphere by resampling stabs into time-smeared textures. And you learned the mindset that makes the style work. Print, commit, manipulate, arrange. If you tell me the substyle you're aiming for, like early jungle, 95 rollers, or tech step, I can suggest a specific 8-bar drum chop pattern and a bass rhythm that matches that era.